My name is Andrew Seitz, and from what I can tell, I'm the youngest person here. Thank you. So, change is coming. Whether it's this election or 4 years from now, change is going to happen. It would be better if it happened this time around, because whoever gets in, if there's a new mayor, actually has an advantage. We will still actually have a surplus as a city. And with this, we can instigate new ideas and new policies. Speaking of new policies, one of my favorites to promote, there we go, that's a little easier. One of my favorites to promote is a car insurance company exclusively for the citizens of Mississauga. It would be full coverage at $1,000 a pop. And since it would be run as a co-op, basically the company that is run by the city gets the profits. So this benefits the citizens and it benefits the city. Profits can be divided three ways. Number one, if you don't get into an accident this year, you can get a dividend back. Number two, a certain sum has to be set aside just in case claims do outweigh revenue. And number three, the city actually gets a new way of generating revenue without increasing taxes. And since everyone's so concerned about taxes, why not have a win-win situation? Other policies that I'd like to promote, green roofs, especially on our industrial buildings. This would reduce the heat island, has a whole bunch of social benefits that would be great for the city. Things that I'd like to see done is have a local food system set in place. I know there's some talk about Mississauga trying to get out of the Peel region, but I'd say Peel region is very important to Mississauga, especially the undeveloped land. I'm missing my most vital points. Nerds. And I'm drawing a blank. That's not good. Local green system. Oh yes, something for our trustees to think about. No one has mentioned Britannia Farmfield. Now, the current plan for Britannia Farmfield is to develop this, turn it into office buildings, which is such an unbelievably backwards policy for a jewel like this in the city of Mississauga to be turned into office buildings is just insane. It was designed or given to the students of Peel for their benefits. This has absolutely nothing to do, nothing good can come out of this. So why not have schools farm the land, get in touch with the food that they eat, have a plot, they can eat this food, they can serve it in the cafeteria, cook it themselves. Okay. I'm not worried about time. My name is Andrew Seitz. I'm bringing new ideas to the city. Please, I would very much appreciate your vote. Thank you very much.